I'm John Batchelor. 3 years ago, right now, 3 years ago, right now, a very brave man was murdered in Argentina. His name was Niesman. He's a prosecutor. He was doing his job. And the assumption is that he was killed because he was doing his job. He was a prosecutor, and he was developing evidence about who was responsible for the mass murder of Jews and others in Argentina back in the 20th century, July of 1994. Suicide bomber, ammonia nitrate, fertilizers, all the textbook terror activities, killing Jews and others in Argentina. 85 died. 3 years ago, Mr. Niesman was about to present evidence about who perpetrated that crime to a court the next morning. And then news came, shocking news, that he was dead. I welcome Toby Dershowitz of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who not only knew Prosecutor Niesman, Investigator Niesman, but also can update us on what now is developing to be an investigation of an investigation pointing to the then president of the country, Kirchner, and others responsible, if not for the murder, for the cover-up of the murder 3 years ago. Toby, a very good evening to you. Mr. Niesman, what was it that he was to present the next day that would have been a motive rising to the level of his murder? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on the show, John. Alberto Niesman was due to present to the Argentine Congress not the evidence of who was responsible for the Amia bombing in 1994, which killed 85 Argentinians, as you say, Jews and non-Jews, but he was about to present a really serious case about who may have been involved in covering up Iran's role in that murder back in 1994. And the trail of evidence that he found that he was due to present led straight up to the top of the country, that is, to then-President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, to Hector Timmerman, and a slew of others. And that was the big case that he was due to present before the Congress.
So his murder then slowed and silenced that case as long as Kirchner was in office. And there were finger-pointing in all directions, suicide, I remember, or mysterious death, I remember, all things that didn't stand up. And yet, it wasn't until Kirchner's defeat that the investigation was reopened. What's the status of the investigation of Kirchner now, if not the original murder?
Well, quite remarkably, Kirchner has been indicted by a federal judge in Argentina. She and 15 others were indicted for what the judge called a crime against the homeland, actually treason against the homeland. The fascinating part about this is you mentioned that, you know, there was an effort, obviously, to silence Alberto Niesman. That was certainly the goal of whoever killed him. It wasn't just to kind of kill his body, but it was to kill and bury the body of evidence that he had accumulated over the last years. And so the status of the investigation is actually that the very evidence that Niesman was due to present that Monday morning to the Argentine Congress is the evidence that Judge Bonadio himself used to implicate and indict the president of the country, Cristina Kirchner, her vice president, and 14 others.
14 others. Does the evidence now indicate Iran's hand? Because that was the talk of 3 years ago, and that faded away these last years.
Sure, and I should clarify that she wasn't, you know, the indictment against Cristina Kirchner and the others was not that she was involved in the original bombing of the Amia, but that she was involved in attempting to cover up Iran's role. And why did she do that? Well, that's a really important question. Why would she seek to cover up Iran's role in that? The theory is that Argentina was having some economic concerns, deep economic concerns, that her own candidacy was in trouble, and, you know, she was at this point closing up to Iran. So that's one of the, you know, big theories out there. Another theory is that Iran was persuading Cristina Kirchner to reengage in nuclear ties with Iran, which is something that they had done back in the 80s. And so those are a couple of reasons why things may have, the tide may have turned.
Right, but this is an investigation in Argentina by Argentines, right? This is not a court that can reach into Iran and bring in an Iranian hand. Is there talk of moving this? Because my memory, it's a little indistinct, Toby, forgive me, is that there were warrants out or Interpol red letters out at some time for several significant members of the Iranian regime, some of whom are still in power.
Absolutely. So there are two cases, really, right? One is the investigation into the Amia bombing itself, and the other is into the cover-up. The more recent one is the cover-up. But you're absolutely right, John. Alberto Nisman's, one of his greatest achievements was identifying that Iran planned the bombing of the Amia. And who were those people? Those people were at the highest levels of the Iranian government. And based on Nisman's evidence, Interpol issued red notices akin to international arrest warrants for these senior people in the Iranian government. The Minister of Intelligence and the head of the Quds Force somebody who later became the Minister of Defense and a couple of others. And those red notices, thankfully, are in existence today. And I would argue they should be in existence and they should be enforced. And we ought to encourage Interpol to do whatever they can to make sure that those red notices are not only sort of in place, but that Iran is pressured to give up those who were accused.
Toby, this is a three-year anniversary. Can you give us we've got 30 seconds. Is there a timeline for when we should look for justice here?
Justice is, I think, is not going to happen overnight. But I would argue that the most important justice is not only finding out who killed Nisman and upholding the red notices, but also understanding Iran's long-term goals in Latin America. We ignore Nisman's lessons about Iranian penetration into Latin America at our peril.
Toby Dershowitz of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Alberto Nisman, dead 3 years, but not at this point forgotten. I'm John Batchelor.